Rachel Heaton dons a 50-pound backpack as she walks around Deep Lake in Nolte State Park. She's been training for months for her first summit attempt of Mount Rainier. The summit is more than just a personal goal for Heaton.
Our lands have so much, and our people used to navigate them. And so us being seen in them, you know, creates conversation and opportunity and visibility.
When white people came to the West, they disregarded the people who already lived here, forcibly removing Native people from the areas they called home and setting up reservations. Through Heaton's job with the Muckleshoot tribe, she leads community hikes to educate people about the land, the native flora, and fauna.
When you go to Mount Rainier, most people don't even know that you're traveling through a reservation to get there on one side and you're passing another reservation to get there on the other side.
Even the mountain's name contributes to the erasure of its indigenous history.
Mount Rainier was named after a man that never even saw the mountain. We have our own name for the mountain. Mm-hmm. Mount Tacoma is, you know, on this side, or you'll hear Mount Tahoma. Mm-hmm. But there's other areas where it's called Mount Tacobet.
Heaton is an experienced hiker, but as she got into mountaineering, she encountered barriers. The sport has long been dominated by white men. Buying gear, she found most items were meant for bigger male bodies. Her backpack ended up being more than 40% of her body weight. Mountaineering is also expensive, plus it takes time and access to train and gain the physical ability that's needed. Heaton, a former bodybuilder, said it was the hardest thing she has ever done.
It's a different level of physicality that I've never put my body through.
Heaton made two attempts to summit this year. While she had to turn back on earlier summit attempt in June, this month she made it to just about 13,000 feet, as close to the top as she could get due to warm weather taking out the summit route. While she was on the mountain, she made a point to engage her fellow climbers in conversations about the indigenous history on the land. When Heaton goes out on any hike, she wants to educate people about giving land back for indigenous people to steward.
And when we say land back, it's not moving people out of their homes and kicking them out of their spaces. It's like, when you have spaces like this, turn it over to a Native community that's actually already living those ways to preserve land in a way that's going to sustain, you know, our future generations.
I'm Lauren Gallup.